This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's our question. I'm curious y'all's thoughts, and Tolos, I'm curious your thoughts as well. With actual sports going now, will people care as much, if at all, about training camp? So, usually, and I heard Corey describe it really astutely in the crosstalk, is...
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Usually this is about the time when the Rangers have kind of like, that used to always be the knock on the Rangers, or like the saying for the Rangers, just get us to training camp.
Yeah.
All right.
Not this decade, though.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I mean, like, for the longest time.
Yeah, I know.
And so now that's not the case. Baseball season is just starting. Usually basketball and hockey are done for by now, but hockey, we're jumping right into the playoffs in about a week. And then for basketball, you're jumping into the rest of the regular season on Thursday and then on Friday for the Mavs. And so, like, hockey is still going and you're getting to the playoffs. Basketball is still going, you're getting to the playoffs. And then baseball is just now going, so every team is in competition. So in the past, you only had some competition from maybe baseball and only if your team was any good. Now, you still have competition from baseball, basketball, hockey. You have competition from all cylinders. Will people care as much about training camp? Do you guys care as much about training camp?
So I think it's real weird to talk to all four of us and ask us that because we have a massive capacity for being able to consume sports, right? Like our sports content consumption is pretty enormous because we're already used to it. And what I tell you the other day, what do I tell the wife whenever sports is on? Sorry, work. No, I say work, you know? And so she just like, yeah, I understand. The schedule is you enjoy sports. So, yes, I will be able to be locked in on that just as much as the playoffs and, you know, what's going on in baseball. But I will say that I am most looking forward to, at the moment, baseball topics because I feel like what's going to be the big reports? What do you think is going to be a more daily headline out of training camps? Guys that opt out, guys that have contracted coronavirus, or the quarterback battles going on?
Honestly, I think it's going to be the first one. Like, I think it's going to be, did anybody test positive or did anybody opt out? As opposed to, man, you know who's really showing out at training camp? It's such and such.
Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, I mean, look, if that's the case, obviously I'm going to have to eat a lot of crow on all of this. But I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be the first one. I think it's going to be this guy tested positive, this guy bailed on playing football, etc.
I think the NFL is going to be covered tremendously in the month of August. So I don't think we have to worry if you're just a football fan. I think there are people out there who are just football fans. It's going to be covered tremendously through national websites, through us. But I will say, it's going to be really tough to have a Cam Newton versus Jarrett Stidham debate with no preseason games. I mean, that we're not going to ever get to really see it. It's not like TV cameras are going to be all over the place because they have to watch how many people they let into the facility. So I don't know how much they're going to even let the media watch practice because of everything being condensed. When they have real practice, they don't let anybody watch real practice. So I don't know how much we're actually going to get. It'll be interesting how much the NFL allows for people to get. And then when it's, hey, how did CeeDee Lamb do today, right? I'm going to be interested in that, but it's just going to be against one-on-one drills and stuff. It's not going to get to be, well, how did CeeDee Lamb do in the Hall of Fame game? Well, we don't get that. So I do think it's going to be limited on the stuff we get from the NFL, and because of what you talked about, playoffs and regular season for baseball, it's going to be a little bit tougher for football to just be totally supreme in August.
Especially, yeah, especially without any games, too. You know, that just because you get to – if you watch hockey playoffs, you're like, holy crap. And if you're not a hockey fan, you're like, what have I been missing this entire time? You'll fall in love with it. It's super easy to fall in love with hockey during playoff time. It might be the best playoff in all of sports.
I concur with that.
I could also argue baseball, too. But I could totally see that with hockey. So if you watch it, you're going to be in. Now, the other thing, too, is where do guys like Mike Fisher get – their scoops, not just from GMs like, you know, or whoever, not just because of those guys, but when they go in the locker room and ask a guy a question, they're going to get an answer. And a lot of times you get the ganger over there where everybody's talking to one guy at the same time, and then here's a reporter off in the distance talking to one guy who's got an axe to grind or who has a story about something that's going on. And that's where you get some of those other things, these other nuggets that pop up, because you can talk to those guys while you're face to face with them. If they're not letting them into the locker rooms for those moments, all you're getting is press conferences. So that's going to be kind of a bit of a struggle there, but I think we're still going to get some good stuff. It's just going to be kind of all right there for you. Not the, you know, like Kevin, every day at spring training, we talk to Jesse Chavez. Just to say hi to him. Like every day that we're there.
Help him out with his crossword puzzle. Sure.
Yes. We built a relationship with him where we just walk up and say, just like, you know, Sam Dyson and all those guys. We got to know him, Diekman and all of them. We got to know him, so we would just kind of hang out and chat with them every day. And that's just not the relationships just aren't going to be there this time around for the NFL. So I think the actual sport is going to take center stage, and that's going to be all baseball, basketball, hockey, and not football for the time being.
I think I saw the other day where Evan Grant tweeted out on Saturday he just did his job from home, because going to the game, there's kind of no benefit. You do get to see the game in person, but after you saw the stadium on Friday, he's like, I can't go see any of the players. I can't go talk to any of the players. All of our interviews that we get are, like you're talking about, mass interviews through a Zoom meeting with Chris Woodward or with the couple stars of the game. So he's like, I can Zoom from my home. I can watch the game from my home. And so when it comes to this, when it comes to NFL training camp coverage, it's going to be interesting, because if Fish isn't allowed to watch practice, we know that we are not going to be able to be in Frisco for any of the practices. Right. That's not allowed. Do you just be like, well, if I literally can't talk to any of the players, I can't watch any of the practice, I just need to have the Zoom codes so that I'm on the Zoom meetings when Mike McCarthy talks, or when another coach talks, or when certain players on the Cowboys talk? That's the only way I have my access. And so my access sitting at home on my couch is as good as what, being in Frisco and not being able to be in the facility and standing outside of Frisco, not being able to talk to anybody?
People in the fan text are kind of split about this so far from the 817 F training camp. Wow. From the 682, are you kidding me? It's the Cowboys. Duh. From the 817, football is still king and all other sports will take a back seat. From the 903, I've never been excited for just the practices, just want the real games. From the 682, people are not going to care about training camp because there's actual sports after not having it for so long. And then from the 214, just look at what happens in April and May in the midst of the NBA and NHL playoffs starting. The Masters are going, baseball season started, but we're still spending so much time talking about the NFL draft. NFL is king, and nothing is going to change that. And then another person said, look, if the Rangers, Stars, and Mavericks were all in championship games, maybe. Otherwise, it's football, dude. Period.
I will say this, and that is 100% correct. Whoever tweeted or whoever texted that in.
682. Good job.
682, I do think you have a great text there. I think you are correct. It can change every once in a while. I remember in 2010 when the Rangers were in the World Series and I had two tickets to one of the games, and across the street, the Cowboys were playing the Giants. And people were dying to trade their Cowboys tickets for World Series tickets. Now, that's the World Series, first time ever. And, I mean, I got offered field passes before the game, great tickets to the Cowboys game, and the Cowboys were horrible, like every other year kind of around that time. And I was like, no, You can't give me tickets for the rest of the Cowboy games with field passes to all of the Cowboy games for the rest of this season to give away these World Series tickets. So I just wonder to that text, which I do believe is correct, if we are, and I don't have the timing right on this, but if we're 1 week away from the NFL season starting and the Mavericks are in game seven against the Nuggets or the Clippers, let's say, to go to the second round, Mavericks win. Mavericks are going to win that day. But I'm not telling you, you are correct. Over the time span, NFL will usually win a time span, but there will be certain moments where the Mavericks in August or maybe even in early September win the battle of what we care about the most in our Metroplex.
Kevin, when do you start getting like super excited for a game for the Cowboys? Because I know like Monday, if they've lost, I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Screw all y'all. I'm out of here. And I'm mad at everybody. But by like Wednesday, I think I start kind of coming around. If they've won, however, on Monday, I'm like, next opponent. Yeah. Come on, bring it.
I think you're 100% right about that. On Friday, I'm finally probably ready to talk about it if they've or like be excited about it. But you're 100% right. If they have won, then by Monday, I'm like, oh, let's effing go. Let's do this. You know what I really hope happens now? I decided to look this up just in case.
Uh-oh.
I want to see a scenario in which the Cowboys beat the Rams, Falcons, Seahawks, and Browns. And somehow the Giants have made this miracle 4-0 run as well. And so both the Cowboys and Giants are 4-0. And the Cowboys beat the Giants like 45-0 to go 5-0. Because then, Monday, October 12th, one of the stories will be the Cowboys curb stomp the Giants and are now 5-0. However, if the NBA Finals went seven games, game seven would be October 12th, that same Monday. And I want like the Bucks against the Mavs in game seven of the NBA Finals the day after the Cowboys went 5-0 by beating the Giants. I just want to see Bassick's reaction every time we suggest the Cowboys. And he's like, who gives an F about the Cowboys? Let's talk about the finals every day. He would be so mad. And I just want to see that play out. That's my new sports wish and dream.
Mike would be breaking down like plays, individual plays from all the games in the series at that point.
How awesome would that be? Well, on both fronts. And the Cowboys would actually deserve to be talked about. That's the good thing about the Cowboys in that situation is instead of, you know, them getting all the praise for being average for a quarter of a century, they would actually be 5-0 and deserve the praise that they would be getting.
From the 469, you knew that was going to happen.
Jeez.
From the 469, I'm not excited for training camp because I don't think there's going to be a season anymore.
Ooh.
That is, I mean, because at least with baseball, like you could question whether or not it will carry on, but at least it's happening now. It seems like the NBA and NHL are best positioned with the low numbers. And in the NHL's case, no more positive tests that you're like, well, this should happen. For the NFL, I also have questions about how exactly that's going to work. That's fascinating. I had not considered people not caring about training camp because they're like, training camp for what? None of this is going to happen.
Somehow I didn't think baseball was going to get going, and somehow they did. Now, can they keep it going? That's a different story. I didn't know if the bubble was going to work because I didn't know if players were going to show up with positive or negative tests and how that was going to respond. Somehow they did. Hockey's getting rolling. I understand the rosters are larger with football, but if the owners can come up with a plan that makes players feel comfortable and the players on top of that feel like they can actually do what is asked of them to stay, keep the test negative, then we can play football and we could see football happen. I think you're going to be missing some players here and there. But there are a lot of players already opting out, too.
Last thing, I heard Gavin Dawson say this yesterday, and I know they wouldn't do it, and Dawson said it wouldn't either. But what if, and I'm taking it even further, what if you made the players for the Cowboys live in the Omni? I know it's just the one team that I know, right next to Frisco. And if they want to leave the facility, you have like 60 ankle bracelets that are GPS systems. So when they say they're just going to visit this or go there, you're like, okay, here's your ankle bracelet, and we can track everywhere you go. So if you go party and you go to a strip club because you think it's all about chicken wings with no human being who's ever played NBA basketball or football or baseball or hockey has ever been to a strip joint just to go eat food, if you're going to give me that excuse, I have you GPS there, and you will not be able to play this next game or the second game, and obviously you don't get a paycheck, is if you need to go see boobs and butts right now over playing in the next two football games.
Obviously now I want that scenario to play out.
Jerry's building another freaking like loft apartment complex right there on the Star. I mean, you don't need the Omni. That new place can be up pretty soon and ready to rock. And you know what? They might be better than some of the houses we all live in. Actually, I know it's better than some of the houses we all live in.
100%.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.